This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, wherever you're at, thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working out there in the oil rigs all across the country and around the world, too, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page and clicking on the like button, like the page, and then while you're there, jump into the chat room and you can get in over there with the whole group that's over there, including my next guest, Ron Edwards. And I did that with excessive force, so Flip could give me a bet and a big attaboy here.
All right. Good morning.
It's that, too. Let's say the pledge. Are you ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I'm going to go right to the chase here to begin with. Have you noticed that all of a sudden there is a movement afoot in America to try and take down some of our religious monuments, starting with the one of the Mexican priest that they took down in California, somewhere near San Francisco, over the weekend? They knocked
it
down.
It's like anything else. So once you allow people to get away with destroying one thing, they move on to another. At first, it started out saying that they wanted to get rid of the Confederate statues, which they should not have been allowed to do, and it moved on from there. In fact, they said that they wanted to get rid of one individual said that they want to get rid of Christ statues because they said that Christ was a racist. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier, Captain. And the more they're allowed to get away with stuff like that, the more they're going to do because that is their goal, to destroy American and Christian history and heritage throughout the country. That's
now,
what they disagree with.
Now, here's the problem we face. It is not up to the President of the United States to enforce anything unless it's a federal statue on a federal piece of property. But all this local stuff starts with the mayors. It starts with the local politicians, and they're not doing their job. And then if they don't do it, it's up to the governor to step in to do it. And if they're not doing it, then maybe if your congressional representatives and your U.S. senators say, hey, we need some help, maybe that's when the president steps in. But there is a pecking order, if you will, they have to go through.
Yeah, and unfortunately, in that pecking order, the majority, I can probably say with accuracy, that the majority of mayors throughout this country are leftist individuals who do not care about our American heritage and are willing to allow these scallywags to destroy whatever symbols they deem necessary. They're no different than the people that destroyed symbols in China and Germany and elsewhere throughout the world when they get mad, when they decide that they want to change, fundamentally transform their countries into a hellhole. And once governments allow them to do that, that means that country is could be on its way to such an existence.
Now, the president did issue an executive order last night pertaining to statutes on federal property, which is why I'm going to bring this up right now. That will become a federal crime, and the president also warned that should they decide to deface federal statutes on federal property, they would face jail time.
Yeah, he mentioned, I think it was 10 years possible jail time.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah. Thank goodness, he's willing to do that. But still, Captain, when you see this happening all over the country and at the speed that it's happening, the rapidity is just very a bad thing. And you realize, what an example you're setting for students. American students will be going back to school in a couple of months, and and what you're seeing also is a representation of the type of education that has been going on for several decades now.
About 40 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've got to, if we want to save this country, we've got to save this education system.
We would have never thought about doing this back in the 60s when we had all the hippie dippies and all that stuff. But the hippie dippies grew up, and now they got kids and grandkids, and now they're telling them, saying, well, you should do that. Whatever they're doing, they're giving them some really bad advice, and we're seeing the end result. Plus, we're seeing the end result of our education, and you are right. Our education has gone backwards, and if I had a youngster in school right now, I would not let them go to public school. I'd put them in a private school or a charter school, anything but a public school, because of what they're teaching.
Yeah, absolutely correct. But the captain, they did start this stuff under the hippy-dippy years. If you recall, you read back, remember what happened at Kent State, and the reason why it happened there is because there had been damaging riots and takeovers of buildings on college campi throughout the United States. And it was able to be stopped when they got to Ohio and they tried that madness, and they were bricking police officers and National Guard troops, and they got shot. And what happened?
Yeah, I know.
It stopped.
Okay, hold that thought. All right, folks, well, when we come back, we're going to get into some other stuff here. The president's talking about a second stimulus. Is it needed? We'll have a little discussion about that. And good morning to the Godfather, George. And good morning to Flip. And good morning to everybody that's in the chat room. I hope you have a great day. And I will be right back with more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
In the Holy Bible, there are few accounts that paint a picture of loyalty the way the story of Jonathan and future King David does. Despite the many attempts of King Saul to murder David, Jonathan pledges his loyalty to David. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Jonathan is loyal to his principles and his friend in the face of the greatest opposition. During the American Revolutionary War, there were far more loyalist American colonists who remained loyal to the British monarchy than one might think. According to historian Robert Calhoun, best estimates put the proportion of adult white male loyalists somewhere between 15% and 20%. Approximately half the colonists of European ancestry tried to avoid involvement in the battle for liberty. The Patriots received active support from perhaps 45% of the white populace. Some of the loyalists returned to Europe, but many remained in the colonies fighting against the founding fathers and influencing others to follow in their steps. Well, in spite of loyalist opposition, the United States of America came to fruition. Sadly, out of the loyalists, eventually the Democrat Party came to fruition and leads the current opposition against our republic. And I predict they will lose and liberty will eventually prevail. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan and Moss Acura from Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. To find out more, go to their website, mossnissan.com. And while the factories were slowing production and many dealerships were running out of cars to sell, Dave Sr. and Dave Jr. went on an inventory buying spree so you don't have to settle for what's just sitting on a lot. Now, with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura has a vehicle for everybody's budget. Now, before you buy that Nissan or Acura elsewhere, see Moss, because they're going to have the vehicle that you want that the other guys might not have. And their goal is to never lose your business over price. With many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit, don't forget, if you're searching for a brand new or certified pre-owned vehicle, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com or Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You will get $500 off the vehicle you're looking at just by telling them my name, the captain sent me. Now, also, for all veterans, all faith workers, all pastors, all first responders, and active military, you serve, you save. That means you'll get a special price on the new or pre-owned vehicles. On top of that $500 you get by telling the president or the president's captain sent you. And don't forget, if you want to get your vehicle taken care of service-wise, the same group of people, you serve, you save, you get a 20% discount on your service rate. So, check them out. Newport Richey, U.S. 19 and 54, Crystal River, U.S. 19, Florida Avenue, 11001, North Florida Avenue, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-E-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, the president is talking about a second round of stimulus checks coming soon. Now, there's a lot of mixed reviews on why that should or shouldn't be done. What's your take on that?
Well, my view is that we don't need it. I think that is a big mistake. It's a tactical error. And I think that what he needs to do is do a better job of communicating certain things concerning the economy and the pandemic situation and all of that. But to hand out another check, if you don't have a job, people are receiving unemployment checks already from their states, I believe. And
through the end of July with that special extra $600 per week.
And what needs to be done, I think he needs to lead the charge on re-stimulating the economy, such as pushing for more tax cuts, pushing for more regulation cuts, putting the Democrats on the defense by coming up with much better ideas to continue the growth of the economy. And also on the foreign front, present better leadership against our enemies like China and in other situations like that. But I think you're wasting a lot more money, and it's kind of foolish right now to start throwing out another stimulus check. I don't know what the reason or the logic is for it, and there is no good reason for it at this time, however.
Now, the president also signed an executive order yesterday expanding immigration restrictions to include the H-1B visa and other guest worker programs. And by the way, those programs also consisted of about 300,000 to 500,000 jobs that were going to stay in the United States.
Well, I think, thank goodness, I wish that would be a permanent situation, because we need to stop making America the number one magnet in the world for foreign workers, instead of emphasizing the need for jobs for Americans. And when they throw out the excuse, well, we need more qualified people coming into our country,
train them.
Yeah, absolutely. Do a better job of teaching our American students, and that, that cures that problem.
Yep.
But here's the thing, Captain. There's a philosophical reason why they also bring in all these foreigners, because it's part of the effort to change our country. You know this. They want to fundamentally transform our country, and what better way to do it quickly than to bring in hundreds of thousands of people every single year who have no thought or belief in our Constitution, in our constitutionally limited way of life at all.
All right, let me go over to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Petersburg.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
The stimulus idea is such a crummy idea. I need my tax return. I didn't even get that yet. So they don't have the money. The other thing about the visas is, like, yeah, he's already getting pushback from, like, Lindsey Graham on that and all the people who are probably selling out on those visas. But I think it's the great idea.
Okay.
So Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate your telephone call. Now, the other thing is we've got the coronavirus and the vaccine efforts that are going on right now. And researchers have concentrated their efforts now more on helping the elderly first with a vaccine. And, of course, our military is already working on their own version of it, if you will, in terms of getting the military and getting a vaccine for them. Because with them, they give them an order, they got to take it, and they got to take it, period, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, they're you know, you're in the military, you're in a position where you got to do what you're told, and that's it. But rather than vaccines, I think they should come up with a cure for this thing. I don't trust vaccines. The vaccines production has a history of harm to many people, especially children. And it's a bad thing. I think it's a bad direction, and I don't like it. We need to try to cure the thing or allow people to, you know, build up their immune systems and things of that nature. That's the better way to go. This vaccine, it's not good. It truly isn't.
Now, I think we can agree, because we're running out of time here, and I want to definitely finish with this. I think we can agree that America needs leaders to lead, and it all starts at the local level with our mayors. We've got some big-time problems in our blue cities. New York, de Blasio, what a joke. Yeah, Chicago, Lightfoot, what a joke. Seattle, the mayor finally yesterday goes, well, you know, I'm going to order my police to go back in and take control of the section there. We're going to sing Kumbaya, and we're going to wave, and we're going to sing. We're all going to be happy, and it's going to be a party. Are you kidding me? She sends the police in there. Those people have got guns. They got weapons. They're not just going to walk out of there. Is she out of her mind?
No. Hey, you got to go hard after these thugs, these vermin, human vermin that should not have been allowed to do this in the first place. This is another example. Captain, we have leftist, hate-filled mayors all over this country, and they're, in my opinion, enemies from great, great superstar cities being turned into you-know-what kind of holes because of a political ideology by the population that continues to vote for these people, these mayors, and the mayors themselves. It's got to be challenged, and before it's too late. These great cities could be turned into something that is historical.
I'm going to encourage the people right now, before we run out of time, you need to call your congressman, you need to call your city councilman, you need to call your alderman, whatever they call them, your county legislators, you need to call them and tell them, hey, get something done, or we will vote you out and start over.
Yeah, well, they've been voting Democrat for 40 years or more, so
it's
got to change.
I'll talk to you on Thursday morning, my friend.
Take care. Bye now.
All right, that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and when we come back, we'll have Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. That show on Saturday nights has taken the radio dial by storm, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump indicated that he's open to a second round of stimulus payments as the U.S. economy continues to reel from the coronavirus pandemic. Asked in an interview with Scripps Local Television News whether he's going to give Americans another round of checks, Trump responded, "Yes, we are. We are. We're going to be doing another stimulus package. It'll be very good and very generous." When asked how much money it will be, he said, "You'll find out about it very soon." A White House official also said a new round of direct payments is part of something the economic team is studying, but no decisions have been made as of yet. In March, Congress approved up to $1,200 per person in direct payments for individuals making less than six figures to help cushion the blow of the pandemic. The IRS said in early June that over 159 million stimulus payments had been processed. Stay updated at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, while Donna Fiducia did that little liner for me, she also told me last night that she's now also taking Balance of Nature. And I'll tell you what, it's catching on, folks, and I'll tell you why. In my particular case, I took it because I knew that I wasn't getting the fruits and vegetables that I needed to get, and I needed to have a little bit more pizzazz, you know, with everything that's going on around out there, so I wouldn't get sick and all that. And of course, having more fruits and more veggies can really help you. But the side effects I got of that, holy smokes, I've got a little bit more pep in my step. And if you're not eating the right kind of foods, this not only helps you to get the fruits and the vegetables that you need, more than your daily requirement, but it cuts down on the appetite alarm, because I'm not stuffing myself with candy bars and potato chips and all that stuff at night. After midnight, I'm just not doing it. And I don't feel the urge. And I've lost 21 pounds. My blood pressure is down to a reasonable level. I mean, holy cow, the doctor goes, "What are you doing?" And I told him. But anyway, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, like I have and many, many others, including my buddy Donna Fiducia, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, we have got the honor, the privilege, the pleasure of talking to the red-haired spitfire herself, Brooke Emery. Hello, Brooke Emery.
Good morning. How are you?
And the audience goes wild. All right, there you go. A little.
I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, nothing like a little sound effects that can get you going. I could have played that longer, I figured that was long enough. All right, listen, I got to ask you the question. You know, statutes. What the heck? What are we going to do here? And by the way, I wish the people would stop trying to get Donald Trump to, you know, it's not Donald Trump's problem. It really isn't, unless it's in a federal building, and then he laid down the law with an executive order last night.
Yes, that's true. And I think, but one of the things that I think is important is that a lot of people don't understand. So Trump he's very brash and he's very bold and he says, I'm going to stop this and I'm going to stop that. He needs to communicate because, you know, I think it was maybe Chrissy you were talking about, or no, Ron. The kids don't have an idea. People don't have an idea of what's supposed to happen because they haven't been educated. So they don't understand federalism. He should go out there and he needs to communicate, you know, better, a little bit better on this situation, not just in a rally to make a primetime address because, you know, CNN didn't cover his rally. I mean, his rally was amazing, and he talked about a lot of this stuff, but CNN didn't cover it. You know, some people are not going to watch it, but if he made a primetime address, that's another way to get news, and they won't be talking about something stupid like the crowd size, which, by the way, you know, a lot of people won't go if they're going to be harassed by thugs.
Of course not.
So, whatever. The whole thing is so stupid anyways, but I think that he needs to communicate in a primetime address and really let the people know what's going on, why he's not, because at some point, I am concerned that he will be blamed, even though it has nothing.
They're already blaming him, Brooke.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. And you know, you see the audio of Patrice. I think her name is Patrice Culler of Black Lives Matter.
The goal
is to get Trump out, right? And they have a goal of an audio of her talking about Marxism. He needs to explain that, you know. And I tell you, I wrote an article about this. I don't know where the Republicans are. They're useless. We need to start a new party after he gets reelected.
I want you to listen to what the president had to say about the people that are sitting there. He called them the silent majority. We've heard that before. But this is 47 seconds long. Listen to this.
I stand before you today to declare the silent majority is stronger than ever before. From now, we're going to defeat Sleepy Joe Biden. Boy, does he get a pass from these people, huh? We're going to stop the radical left. We're going to build a future of safety and opportunity for Americans of every race, color, religion, and creed.
Now, here's the problem. We can't be silent anymore.
Yes.
We absolutely can't. Yeah. Can't sit on our hands either.
No, and not only that, you know, you were talking about with the blue state mayors, or the blue, you know, blue states and Democrat mayors, there has to be something that could be done on a local level. Maybe it's retired military. Maybe you could deputize people like SEALs or Rangers or whatever, you know, AFSOC, whatever, because there has to be something done, not just, you know, he's going to do an EO on federal lands, but there's much that's not federal lands that this is happening on. So I'm not really sure what the answer is, and I have to assume, I guess, that, you know, Barr is talking about it, but at some point, you know, one, two, three, four, five people are going to come up and start opening up. And you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
I do.
That's going to happen. I mean, and it's going to be completely justified. You know, once a couple of people get shut down, even if it's in the way that I'm talking about, this is going to stop, but they're not afraid. But the problem is that once you let a wildfire run wild enough, you can't stop it. So I'm not quite sure what the solution is. You know, if it was up to me, I mean, I think my next article may be vigilante justice because there's no other way. You know, this is what I would do. To tell you the truth, Okay, I would go gangster. I would say if you, Trump should come out, this is, you know, whether he can do this or not. Trump should come out and say, I will pardon anybody who, A, runs over protesters that get in their way so that they don't get beat to death, including truckers. I don't care how many people you run over all of them. I will pardon you the next day, right? And anybody who shuts down these protesters, these rioters, these statue burners, I will pardon you too. I mean, it's going to take something so gangster like that. So just, I don't care anymore because we have to stop this. And it's going to take the average citizen to stop it. I'll pardon you, you know, and get back up and get, you know, they can get lawyers or something, you know, a fund or a group of lawyers that will automatically defend them and get a connection to, you know, a grassroots connection. But it's going to take something like that. Because people, here's the thing. Everything is so upside down that the criminals are getting let out and the citizens that follow the law are getting put in. Mm-hmm. If a dad can get arrested for playing catch with his daughter and criminals who deface the St. Patrick's Cathedral, which is just in New York, can't, and all these thugs and rioters and looters and everything like that don't go to jail. I mean, you have Andrew Warren who's not prosecuting people here in Hillsborough County. That's how are you going to, you're not going to do anything because you know that your local quote unquote leadership, which is a joke, is not going to have your, it's not going to help you. And unless you have lots of money and you have lawyers to protect you, you're not going to put your own neck on the line. It's the same thing with the cops. If they know that they're getting assaulted at every turn, you know, I'm not talking about the bad ones. There are bad ones in every single, you know, industry. They're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people have to be protected from reprisal, and that's the only way. Or else this thing is just going to go so far that, you know, we're not going to be able to pull it back. And then, you know, they want civil war, they're going to get civil war, and they're not going to be happy because all the man bun wearing, you know, tight jean, skinny jean wearing soy boys ain't going to last. But until that point, it's going to be a hell of a lot of trauma.
All right, well, we're,
and I don't want it. So
we're running out of time here, and I just want to mention to everybody that your program can be heard Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on my flagship station right here in the Tampa market. And every now and then, you kind of get out there, like Saturday night last week, we had you, Colonel Jim, myself, and Bill Buckley do the follow-up. Yeah, it was something that that we do a lot. So, you know, who knows? You never know when the phone's going to ring now, do you?
That's right. That's right. Listen, go ahead.
George the Godfather says hello. Cousin Vinny says hello.
Hi, guys.
Yep.
Check out my article on the Republicans. Where the hell are the Republicans? It's time to hold them to account.
And where can we find that? Tell us where we can find it real quick.
BrookTalksAmerica.com. All of the podcasts, all of the articles are on there.
Okay, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you again real soon. So stay low.
God bless the troops. Have a good one.
All right, BrookTalksAmerica.com is the website for her, and that's Brooke Emery. And, of course, she's doing a yeoman job there for a little short-haired or short red-haired gal. And, of course, I like picking on her because she's a lot of fun. She's one of the feistiest people we have in the program there, and darn proud of it. And we're proud to have her as a friend. All righty. I'll be right back with more. Coming up, the beach and boating forecast. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't mean any disrespect, but it must suck to be that dumb.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
That was Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, one of my favorite little blurbs of all time. It must suck to be that dumb, talking about Nancy Pelosi. But it is what it is. Alrighty, well today, the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's going to be mostly sunny. There'll be an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. We'll have a light southeast breeze across the area here, sea breeze. This afternoon, it'll be a little bit more blusterous, but not all that bad. The seas will start out smooth, 1 to 2 feet, but a light chop this afternoon. We'll have a breeze about 10 to 12 miles an hour out of the
southeast coming this afternoon. The Gulf water temperature right now, folks, is 90 degrees. The bay water temperature, 88 degrees. And I'll tell you what, if we get a storm comes into the Gulf, it's going to be a humdinger for sure because of the weather. All right, high tide, 314. And low tide, 11:31, coming up on that. So keep that in mind. And don't forget that there just is nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Now, the sun sanitizing is really, really good for you because you can get out there. You can grab the sunshine, the vitamin D you need, have a great time in the water with your friends, your family, and sun sanitize. And by the way, if you had the scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation this summer, or maybe cross country in the RV or the family truckster, and you got some money sitting aside, why don't you invest that money and save $1,000 to boot and join the Freedom Boat Club? Now, right here in Tampa Bay, we have the largest franchise of all the 232 franchises across the country. And you can get $1,000 off your monthly entry fee or your one-time entry fee right now. And then you'll get 3 months free if you are a veteran, a first responder, a teacher, or a healthcare worker. You'll get 3 months free off your monthly membership, too. So that's a hell of a deal. And the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill up the cooler, grab the water skis, grab the fishing poles, and in moments, you're out on the water, soaking up the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. So call Freedom Boat Club today. The number is 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM, or go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That website again, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay or 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And I'm not sure, is this Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian again. Hey, I got two quick comments about Johnny you guys touched on in the last hour. The first one is anybody surprised that China's not dealing with us on trade? I mean, is this some kind of big revelation? Did you have to be Einstein to figure this out? They were never going to deal with us. They've been having it their way for the last 35 years. Why are they going to deal with us now? They're winning, okay? Now, I give credit to the president for trying. China's not going to do nothing for us except kick sand in our face. And we better start realizing we don't need them, and we need to kick them to the curb and start concentrating right here on the good U.S. of A. inside our borders and making our own domestic market again. That's called the American plan, by the way. The founding fathers started that, okay? Mm-hmm. And my second comment is, you were talking about them two or three aircraft carriers are out there in the Western Pacific, remember?
Yep.
Right? And ostensibly, nobody's announcing it, but it's also, you know, they're doing that against China. I'm going to give China a little military intel. Everybody can call up and call me a traitor and a communist when I'm done. Hey, China, if you want to get rid of one of them aircraft carriers, just go to the United Nations or social media or something. Or get your agents and your lackeys here in the States to start raising hell because that aircraft carrier is called the Theodore Roosevelt. We can't have that. The communist buddies in New York are getting rid of T.R. Roosevelt in New York City. Well, let's get rid of T.R. Roosevelt out there in the West.
All right.
We can't have that way.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, that's Ian. And, I got his drift there. And, you know, the thing of it is, folks, is I get the Blue Lives Matter news, okay? And when I look at it, it's just astounding. Just astounding. First of all, you people in Michigan, you people listening to me on my affiliate in Detroit, how can you let this Michigan governor keep doing what she's doing? Here's what she said yesterday. She said she doesn't agree that cops would kill armed protesters if they're black. Well, what even brought that comment out there to begin with? Good Lord. And then they had the video on Blue Lives Matter yesterday showing the mob blocking the Seattle PD and the EMTs from getting to the shooting victims in the Chaz Chop dilemma up there where a teenager was killed, another one was seriously wounded. I mean, this is unbelievable. Oh, and by the way, you probably heard about over the weekend in North Carolina where 9 people were shot, 5 struck by cars, and 2 were dead in North Carolina at some sort of party or family event that went way south. And on top of everything else, they had another shooting in the Seattle Autonomous Zone. Call it Chaz, call it CHOP, whatever you want. So it's no wonder the mayor's in there saying, hey, we got to take this back. But how are you going to do it, mayor? What are you going to do? And for you people that are listening to me in Seattle on KITZ, you got to get this thing going. Call your alderman, call your councilman, call your county legislators. Hell, call the mayor. And if the mayor doesn't want to listen, then keep calling the other people over and over again. Start showing up at their offices and saying, listen, we want something done now until it gets done. And then hold their feet to the fire. That's what you got to do. You got to get involved. You have to take charge of the situation. You can't sit on your hands anymore, folks. Can't do it. By the way, this final segment of the program, always brought to you by Dominic's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. And remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA because they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers something the big box stores don't. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by at the store, see Jill and the gang in the store. Or when you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out there, wave at them. That's going to be Kevin driving the truck. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number to call, 941-922-2345 for an appointment. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Great people at Dominic's. Now, coming up today, I will be over at Mission Barbecue, have lunch with the captain on West Waters Avenue. We have a good group that shows up there. Hopefully, if you get a chance, stop on by. I'd love to see the shake the hand that shook the hand. How's that? That's what we do. And they offer some really good food over there, too. And Steve in Thailand, thank you very much. By the way, Cousin Vinny, Steve in Thailand, Brooke, Al in Nebraska, Ron, George the Godfather, Eric in Seminole, Kyle, Sony in Wisconsin, Terry in Tennessee. Thanks for all the chiming in you did tonight on the room over there, Steve, down in Lakewood Ranch. And, of course, Thomas the Suicide Jockey is out and about. See that truck out there, that big, fancy, shiny, large car hauling gasoline up on the interstate? That's going to be Thomas the Suicide Jockey. Give him a toot on the horn. He'll give you a toot back in the truck. So there you go. And I will be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Again, look forward to seeing you for lunch today over at West Waters Avenue, the Mission Barbecue over there. And Saturday, I'll be down in Bradenton at Mixon's Fruit Farm, the Arts and Crafts Fair down there. Look forward to seeing many of you down there, too. So have yourself a great day. Stay low. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And remember, it's all about we. We the people. We the people. God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.